Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to Memester of the Week, a Monster of the Week tabletop RPG podcast. These first three episodes were recorded using my laptop mic, so if the audio quality is an issue for you, you can always start at episode 4, where we switch to a better microphone. I'll provide a summary of the first three episodes there. Thanks for listening, and we hope you have fun.
Supernatural thing. This is a.
It's incredibly natural.
Oh. Yeah.
Extra natural. all natural.
It's so natural, I would call it supernatural.
No.
Let's go in a circle.
Ooh.
And we'll do like a short introduction of your character and like kind of what they're about. And everyone will do that, and then we'll kind of collectively decide on, like, histories.
Okay, so my character is Divine class, and I didn't want to go with the kind of the first thing that pops into your head, which is, like, the, what's his name, the Cass Angel or whatever.
Yeah.
So I am a Fae, and... let's see, do I want to reveal all of this? Yeah, it's funny. I was basically Zuko-style banished into the human world with an impossible mission, and my impossible mission is to stop this dang YouTuber from convincing everyone on the internet that the supernatural doesn't exist. Because as a fae, the more people that don't believe in the fae, the more fairies die, right?
Oh, shit.
So Amelia is essentially...
committing genocide.
Yeah, essentially unknowingly committing genocide against my people.
So, by being a fucking regular person.
By being a normal person who's just spreading their views. So that's kind of my relationship to her, the way that I am clackety clack.
Oh, sorry. I'm taking notes on your character. Yeah.
I gotcha.
I have a mechanical keyboard. Please forgive.
It's okay. So do I.
An keyboard.
The way she's doing this is she can't, without revealing that she is a fae, because that's not good for self-preservation. She is working as Amelia's camera woman. To try to steer her towards super, like, blatantly supernatural events in the hopes that it will convince her that they're real. And that's kind of it. Also, yeah, her name is Palmer. Her name is Palmer because when she was given her human, what would you call it? Second identity. All the Fae were a little rusty on how you pick human names.
Sure.
So they originally picked Arnold because they saw it somewhere and they can't remember where, but then they found out that's kind of a guy name. You can't do that. So let's do the second word.
Yep.
Let's pick the next one.
Let's go back to the same source, but choose a different item from it.
Yeah. They were
T.
Like,
your name is T.
It's pronounced Taya.
Oh, no.
That is very good, and I will not be using it. Her name is Palmer.
For now.
I adore it. Yeah, until you go into double witness protection.
Oh. So, my character is kind of a fusion of the Snoop and the Spooky, which we have
the Snoopy
lovingly dubbed the Snoopy.
Spooky.
and Her name is Journey Sitwell. Just the most white name I think I've ever heard in my life. Intentionally so. She's kind of like that obnoxious, like, Nancy Drew-ass character that, instead of, like, you know, wanting to believe in the supernatural, she wants to debunk all that shit because she knows better. So, she had nothing better to do in her small town of Ellendale, right? Ellendale, that's what it is. She graduated from high school and decided that her YouTube career was going so well that she wanted to take a break year in between high school and university and work on her YouTube vlog series about debunking spooky mysteries happening in this little town of hers. Are probably not really mysteries, but kind of strange things that a bunch of people report about that, you know.
She's essentially Nancy Drew crossed with Shane from BuzzFeed Unsolved crossed with just like your stereotypical YouTuber.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I guess the other thing is that, like, I guess we'll talk about this more later, but eventually the spooky thing is going to eventually happen with the whole, like, maybe she can start doing some magic things, but she's in complete denial that anything supernatural exists, even so much so, like, obnoxiously so, to the point where once it's happening to her, she's probably also going to try to
deny it.
Which has put my character in a living hell.
So,
that'd be great.
Amelia, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you had a supernatural event happen to you already?
Kind of.
Okay, what did that look like?
Like, the only time that she's ever experienced anything, like, vaguely supernatural was around her grandmother when she was alive.
Ooh.
So... And her grandmother gave her this, like, necklace. And what?
Real shit?
What?
Haunted necklace.
I feel like maybe perhaps that my Grammy gave it to me to be like, here's something that, like, you know, I'm gonna give you this to protect you from bad things. And I was like, all right, you mean like, assholes, like rude men. But she maybe, like, she didn't go into detail specifically about what things, so that's all I know about it, but I wear it because my old Grammy passed peacefully in her old age and I wanted to keep wearing it to remember her by. Oh, also, it's a cross because we live in a small Christian town.
Nice. Yes,
of course.
Oh, Amelia sent her uwu soft bean.
Yes.
Oh, let's peep that.
Oh my god, I hate her.
I know, right?
Oh, bitch. Oh shit.
Aloha sushi core, huh?
Aloha sushi.
That's the name of the other doll maker. I use that one too. I will post mine. Our characters look kind of similar.
Oh no, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys do have, like, the same hair color, don't you?
Maybe your character tried to take, like, a human appearance, and you're like, oh, I bet everyone kind of vaguely looks like this, so you just kind of turned into me, but, like, more gremlin-like.
Maybe we could be siblings. Look, I'm posting mine now.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. Good. Yeah.
I think we literally used the same color.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we did for the hair. Yeah, I wanted her to have red hair, but, like, they didn't have, like, bright red hair, so they just had this kind of, like, I guess.
Oh, God, that's funny.
It's so funny.
Dang, Phil, we look great.
Yeah, dude.
Love it.
We can literally be siblings.
Oh my god.
That's almost better that way.
Can I send JG this entire recording? just so they can enjoy.
No. Oh gosh, does there need to be an in-canon reason for why we look so similar?
I think the thing that Amelia said is so fucking solid. You were like trying to figure out like
I'll think about it.
What do humans look like?
The fairies.
They look like this.
Let me copy your homework, but I'll change a little.
The fae gave you a form that would make her the most comfortable when she saw it.
That's
actually kind of a funny way that they would pose the conversation. They're like, humans are narcissistic.
Yes.
Oh my god, that's so good.
One thing I didn't mention was that my dad is the whole detective guy, Detective Sitwell, that is the detective in Allen.
The detective.
Okay. Allen Place.
He's the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm a local. I think that's maybe it, though.
Dan Ryan is a perfectly normal boy who is going to college at, I think we decided somewhere in like
Colorado State, Michigan, I think.
Or something. Yeah, somewhere else.
Somewhere not here.
No, Dan is actually, his parents were members of this cult, which is basically a sect of lore keepers and assassins who are working on ushering in a new world order.
Jesus.
But like they're not in the status quo, so they're working on fighting the current new world order to get to the point where they can be the new world order. So he was raised in that environment and like trained in combat and the use of like magic and stuff.
Damn.
And then by the time he was like 18, he was like, I would like to take a little time and maybe see what the world is like, because he was never like, you know, he sort of just went along with it. He wasn't 100% on board. He was just like, whatever, this is my life.
I like the idea of someone apathetically learning advanced combat.
Just,
yes.
I have on my notes here, reluctantly in a cult.
Yes. Reluctant.
No, you slice this artery if you want instant death. You slice this one if you want death over the course of 6 minutes so that you have time to interrogate.
Whoa. All right. Well, Dan, I had no idea. What? This is my best friend.
Don't worry about it. Because I'm a perfectly normal guy.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Dan's a chill dude.
From Canada?
I'm not from here. I'm from Canada.
Wait, how do I change
that? Okay, but now we have to make that canon. Like, I love that.
Canada. Well, no, that's just what he says.
Oh yeah, Canada is definitely in like air quotes.
Yeah, from Canada. But yeah, he went to college and has been trying to like figure out what a normal life is, and he's been rooming with this guy named Mordecai Bridges, who seems pretty cool. He's been hooking him up with like
beer,
just, you know, introducing
beer
and to life and giving him alcohol and. And occasionally a black envelope shows up near him, transported by various methods, that has instructions on what his next objective is with the cult.
God, I love the idea of it just like showing up so much, because like sometimes it shows up by a random carrier bird and sometimes it just appears. Like,
I like one time I was doing my laundry and I just found it in my jeans.
I just, you go home from a long day and you sit on your couch and you flip on the light and that turns on the ceiling fan, and then off the top of the ceiling fan, a fucking envelope just falls down.
Yes.
Just into your lap, and you're like, fuck.
You go to, like,
the
microwave, a hot pocket, and it just, like, you open the microwave and it's just sitting.
And every time. On top of the hot pocket.
Mordecai, these hot pockets are pretty good.
And, like, every time this happens, Mordecai, like, notices that you have an envelope, but it's just, like, just kind of out of the corner of his eye, so you're just like, eh, don't worry about it.
And also, he might be high enough that he just doesn't question it.
just doesn't notice the fact that it's there.
Hey, man, you get a lot of mail.
Yeah, it's from my family.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that.
You know, letters from the family. Damn, they got style. Their stationery game is on point.
Yo, you're pretty good with birds.
Yeah.
What's that about?
My family raised birds.
you can just carry your pigeons.
I love that you can just always go back to any weird shit that happens is, oh, you know, my family just did this.
But, like, that's, like, fairly believable, though.
It's so believable. I love it. Phil, is there anything else you want to say about Mordecai or about the Brotherhood?
The only immediate tie-in is that, like, my most recent envelope had instructions to come to Ellendale and investigate something that had been happening, because it might be relevant to the Brotherhood's interests.
Yeah, I actually have a scene for you for that. So we're gonna play that here in a little bit.
All right, Sarah, put it up, dude.
But so I have a question for you, Phillips, because Mordecai, you kind of established that, like, you don't drive, right?
I mean, I shouldn't drive.
Okay. Mordecai doesn't drive. So I had a question for you. How does your character get to Ellendale?
The cult gives him a ride.
I was gonna say, like, the cult probably has a small carpool of vehicles that they lend out to their people for missions.
Okay. So what I want you to do is go to the expert playbook and take his like ride move.
Okay.
That's expert. And make your fucking custom ass vehicle.
Wherefore the fuck?
Wherefore the fuck?
Or is that the expert? Maybe it wasn't the expert.
Oh, Sarah, did you get it? Did you get the
new? Mm-hmm. Okay. I just got the expert.
You got that new?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
It's the professional. The professional playbook, take mobility.
Mobility. You have a truck, van, or car built for monster hunting. Choose two good things and one bad thing about it. Can do.
Love it.
I love
surveillance gear. Fast, stealthy.
I love the tag system in this game. It's so interesting.
I think it's really great, just because it, like, it gives you an idea, but it still, like, gives you room to play with what it actually does.
Yeah.
Which I just adore. I love that this game is 90% the interpretation of what's given to you. And with that, Tyler, tell us about Mordecai Bridges.
Yeah, okay. I need to take these off. It's actually, I'm only going to wear those at specific moments because it kind of hurts my eyes. All right, let me pull up my notes again. All right, Mordecai Bridges, a.k.a. The Plug.
Mm-hmm.
Class, mundane. He's a friendly boy. He's a skater, stoner, technically boy. Trust fund kid, but doesn't really have access to that money so much right now. So his parents are some real estate magnates turned Peace Corps workers. Hasn't had a relationship with them since his he was a child, because his mom disappeared in the jungles of Borneo, and his dad died trying to access a remote village in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Yeah, I don't have a relationship with my parents because they're fucking dead.
Well, his mom went missing. His mom is missing. There's no body. So
it does put a damper on the relationship, let me tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. He's 186 centimeters tall, 22 years old.
I hate that you have so much detail to this.
You know,
I love it, but I hate it.
Let's see. Really likes action movies and anime. His favorite anime is Fist of the North Star, Naruto, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So he knows like shitty fake kung fu. I'm sorry.
Ninja Turtles.
It's a fantastic show, and I can't wait to tell you a lot about it. He knows like shitty fake kung fu and karate and stuff because he watches all that stuff, you know. He carries around a pair of red Supreme nunchucks.
He carries them?
Yeah, that's one of my weapons, is some red Supreme nunchucks.
Some Supreme brand nunchucks.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought they were shoes.
No, they're actual nunchucks.
Okay.
He really likes to spin them around. I also wield a katana that I purchased from an oddities and a cult shop that comes from the year 1225 AD.
Oh. So mad. So mad about this dumb shit.
Your character is gonna be like a total mystery to mine.
It's gonna be like, is this what humans are like? Like, what the fuck?
Yes.
Like, I've been around regular people, and then like you have, I love that you have a normal person, a person who's trying to pretend to be normal but really isn't, and then a normal person who's trying to be really fucking weird.
I'm not trying. It's just me. It's just me. I'm not trying. You know, so
we have the whole
weird person who is pretending to be normal, a normal person who is pretending to be weird, and fucking everyone. That's it.
Normal person. Send tweet. I've
run out of words.
Okay.
I yield the balance of my time.
Fuck you, I yield the balance of my time.
Mordecai accepts the remainder of your time. So I'm always blitzed, because, you know. I'm always blitzed, I'm always snacking. Favorite snacks are mini pickles and.
I don't need to know that.
Why?
But it's part of my. Dude, it's like my Scooby snacks, right?
Yeah.
It's like my Scooby snacks, dude. So, like, my favorite snack, because I'm always snacking, is mini pickles and whole green olives pit in.
Always your
carrot. So, I'm kind of into the occult, and, like, I really like to read books, and I like animals and stuff. But I don't really, like, get the fact that the occult is kind of, like, low-key real, and the supernatural is real. But, because, you know, I'm just a free spirit. I hang out. You know, I go on adventures with Dan because it's fun and interesting. When weird things happen, I just attribute it to my state of inebriation most of the time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, great. Now we have two people in denial.
So I'm not in denial. I'm just not intellectually capable of understanding because of the inebriation that I have. It's like, oh, that... Whoa, dude.
I literally use magic.
Man, these edibles are so good. Wow.
This is super extra funny to me because now there's two people who are like oblivious to the fact that the supernatural exists, paired with two people who are desperately trying to hide their
like I'm constantly
trying to hide what they actually do.
Oh, God.
So, there's, like, a limit to my ignorance, I suppose, right? Oh, like, yeah. At some point, like...
That's...
I have to be aware. I can't just be like, man, am I too high right now? Like,
I think one of the things that, like, if something just really fucking obvious happens in front of you, I might have you roll like plus sharp to see if you notice what's going on.
It's a good point, because when I was building the character in relationship to Amelia's character, I couldn't make my quest just be make her believe, because I think stuff like that, yet like you said, is gonna be inevitable.
Mm.
You know, like, you guys can't play oblivious the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why my character's mission is not just to make her believe, but to make her stop her YouTube channel.
Gotta take down this channel.
Yeah.
But if Phil and mine's dynamic is not, we both figure each other out and we are both staring fucking daggers at each other the whole time.
Well, especially because, like, and Phil, you kind of mentioned this during character creation, but I don't think that your character likes any monster. Like, I don't think that, like...
Oh, you're a monster creator?
You're cool with, like, anything. Because I don't know if you've experienced anything that is like, oh, this is a monster, but it's a good monster, you know? Am I interpreting that wrong? I don't want to read into, like, your character and force something on you.
I don't... Like, I've certainly never had any experience with good monsters. Maybe monsters that served a purpose to what I was trying to get done.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like utilitarian than prejudiced, I would say.
Okay.
What is this monster bringing to the table? For whom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're like a witcher, like, basically.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. That's cool.
Okay. Yeah, I really liked when we were doing character creation, we had, like, this conversation of Mordecai introducing anime to Dan, and you guys, like, watched Attack on Titan, and Dan's just kind of like, wait, so you didn't kill Aaron?
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, and I was like, I'm
understanding that.
My character is like that meme of the dude with his hand, like, behind that girl grabbing her neck, and he's, like, explaining something like this, like, yeah, so Naruto, he's like a Jinchuriki, right? And then blah, 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 blah.
Sorry, slow down, ahua?
Yeah, I'll tell you later, we gotta, yeah.
Oops. I guess I already ship y'all's characters.
Oh, we're best friends. No.
We're buds.
No.
So
I also really like the idea of Tyler's character mentioning Naruto shit to Dan, and Dan recognizes the actual folklore that's from.
Yeah, he's like some fox demon, dude. It's pretty cool. He, like, draws on its power and stuff like that. It's sick.
He the actual name.
Meanwhile, Palmer's like, should I be recording?
Palmer's like sweating.
Sweats nervously.
Sweating.
Oh, that'd be funny if Palmer, like, doesn't know that I'm talking about, like, TV shows and just thinks that I have this, like, weird, like, weird knowledge about, like, a bunch of bullshit.
I would say no. And she sidles up next to him and be like, how do you know all that? And he's like, bro, I'll show you.
Got it all on DVD, dude.
She's like, what?
Oh my god, is Mordecai going to get Palmer really into manga?
No.
Yes.
No, we have a quest for Mordecai now.
Yes.
No. A character arc.
Yeah, what is left for me to explain? Not much. I'm best friends with college in Dan, so we're college roommates. Uh-huh. We both go to CSU together. Colorado State. Woo.
Colorado State.
I hook Dan up with the animes. I hook Dan up with beer when he goes to parties, and I help him socialize.
I need it.
My sexuality is akin to asexual anime protagonist, slash maybe pansexual, maybe. You don't know. So I'm just a free spirit, dude. I'm just a lover. So you don't know. Like, it's super ambiguous.
Sarah listened to you say that because he went
angry at first, then pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it just like it just evolved into pure fucking joy. It's so funny.
You guys can just read my clothing breakdown yourself. I'm not reading that; it's too long.
Please don't. Sorry.
I don't have Go that Rams. Much written. Good lord.
Sometimes I wear an Akatsuki headband when I need to hype myself up when I go on a Naruto bender, or I need to get into physically serious situations. I gotta get in the zone. So I don the headband. It's not a Ninja Village headband. It's just a black headband with red clouds on it. Okay? That's it. That's all.
Oh god.
Oh my god, is this gonna like end up being like a Hendrix LSD thing?
Oh, but also, I do sometimes wear it when I start shredding on my skateboard because it just gets me in the moment. That's all. I hear the drums, you know what I'm saying? I just hear the drums in my mind.
Echoing tonight. But she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
I think we've killed Sarah. I think we're an hour into this, and Sarah's broken.
And the last thing, besides shredding on my skateboard, I really like bugs.
Nice.
That's just finito. You, Tyler.
Well, fuck you, dude. I mean, you're not wrong. I do like bugs, but...
But fuck off.
Yeah. Let me take my hallucinogens and go play with beetles on my own, you know?
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, now that we've introduced our characters, and we all have a general understanding of everybody, now what we're going to do is go through your histories and then pick out one history for each of the other hunters. So everybody needs to pick three and assign that to the other hunters in the party. And then like kind of agree upon it and let each other know what's going on.
Like our histories with the other characters.
Yep. Okay. So in your actual playbook, it shows like a list of histories that you can pick from.
Gotcha.
Here's an interesting one. They're described in the prophecies, but the role they will play isn't stated.
Oh, no.
That one that you want to use?
I feel like that's one that I want to use for Amelia.
Bold.
Wait.
Okay, I'm excited about that.
Fucking bold.
So,
history.
Your organization has a whole big overarching prophecy type thing that they go by.
Yeah, there's
and
some prophecies.
You have been made aware that Amelia's character is involved.
I don't know yet. I'm just going to piece it together from context clues after like interacting with Amelia's character.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is that the reason that you two know each other or not yet?
I don't think we do know each other yet.
Yeah, no one knows.
Sort of like predictive.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing is we're kind of assigning the history beforehand and then we're going to flesh that out a little bit as we play.
We don't necessarily have to have a pre-existing reason for being together.
Yeah, like Palmer and Jeremy have a reason for like existing together right now, and Mordecai and Dan have a reason for existing together right now, and this mystery is going to bring those two groups together. And so we're kind of going to shift into that as we go. And so if the history like changes later, that's also fine. But we just kind of have to determine like how does every character has to relate to every other character is kind of the nature of the game.
So for my relationship to either Palmer or Journey, can I save their life from a monster due to an unlikely chain of events?
I mean, if it happens, that's what happens.
Oh, okay.
But
that could
you
be
can
like
take that as a hope.
But then that's not really it, is it? Because these are all...
You have to pre-choose these, right?
Yeah, this is like past tense. This is like stuff that we're basing
on. Yeah, that's true.
So can I just make a bunch of rolls really quick to for this chain of events or something? So,
retroactively save me from a monster, and if you roll bad, I die and have to make a new character?
I think since so much of this is past tense, maybe we should just establish what's predetermined.
Yeah.
I think it's cheating to say let's pick these and hope they happen, because that's no different than of course we're going to develop reasons for being together in relationships with the other characters,
but
something to start the session on if we
do. Yeah.
Seem more like conversation starters to talk about hooks in.
Yeah, talk about shared history that already exists.
It might help, because my thing is always going to be connected to Amelia's, because my goal is basically only about her character. So if she were to decide a reason for knowing either of your two characters from this history, then that would kind of start to connect everything else.
What if my character interacts with Amelia's character online?
Interesting.
I watch her YouTube channel.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Or a mod in her Twitch chat.
No, I don't want it to be like that official. Be like, oh Dan, we're going to Ellendale, right? Dude, I watch this YouTuber, also from Ellendale.
That's so good.
Really funny. Yeah.
I like that.
One of my tubes. What?
All right. So Dan, so there's this application, right? It's called YouTube. You can watch all kinds of videos on it, dude. And this YouTuber, huh?
What am I applying for in this scenario?
No. I don't think what we mentioned, but the cult is called the Brotherhood of the Dusk. I'm trying to get myself to say that a lot, so I know what it's called.
Wait, the Brotherhood of the Dusk?
The Dusk.
Yes. That's why we're college buddies.
Wait, are we?
That's what and Mordecai call your dorm room.
Yeah.
Dan, you're in a frat, bro? What?
Not really. It's really low key.
All right, man. I won't press you.
Reminds me of Fuck House all over again.
Oh, Fuck House. Excuse me.
Five groups are on Kappa.
Excuse me.
Five groups are on Kappa forever.
Oh God, never forget.
Phil and I were Greek students, and that's what we called our house.
Literally, we studied the Greek language.
Dan, dude, I'm not kink shaming you, bro. Love is love. Do what you gotta do.
I like that history. I like that idea. And so, yeah, I would say that if you have histories that make sense for them to be predetermined, then take those and we'll explain those. But if we have histories that are kind of just up in the air about whether or not they happen, let's see how they develop naturally through the gameplay.
Yeah.
And so, then we'll solidify that more later.
Phil and Tyler's characters are from out of town, right?
Yeah.
We're from Colorado.
Yeah. So CSU.
You're just, go Rams. You're both coming here just for fun, just as a trip?
That's kind of the cover. Maybe, I think
to come here for some
vacation in Ellendale, spring break.
Yeah, so Dan pitched it to me.
Okay.
And I don't give a fuck, so I'm like, yeah, dude, let's hang out, let's go. I don't know what this place is, but let's do it.
Innovations and an urn grilly.
Whoa.
They've got raw sales and service.
Yeah. I also like the time period for this this mystery. I think is going to be late fall, so mid-October.
Yes!
Mid-October, early November.
Sexy season!
Yeah, the hottest season.
Hell yeah, dude. Everyone looks their best in fall weather. That's a fact.
It's true. But yeah, I think that's going to take... So this will take place over your college's fall break.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Always remember.
I'm also not ruling it out that, like, we would have to skip class for me to fulfill one of my obligations.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be flavor.
That's cool. Our grades are good.
I'm almost, since now the only feasible connection between the two groups mm-hmm. is that you watch her YouTube, is now, like, to me, manifesting in, like, a meet and greet event.
Yo, Dan, if we got time, we should go check out this weird blogger, dude.
Is this a thing you guys want to do?
It's I think that's up to Amelia.
Okay, but, like, if we do this, where the fuck would we hold it?
In Denny's. Denny's.
Bogard.
Wait, so we're all college age, basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, who's the oldest? Me?
You could be, like, 6,000, but, like...
Yeah, that's true.
You don't look college age. You look like you're 20-ish.
Very old.
Your vessel is college age.
Yeah, what's your human form's age? I think I'm the oldest, 22.
Yeah.
22
is the oldest?
Because I'm older than Dan and Journey. Because Journey's 19, Dan is 20, 21?
20.
Yeah, 20.
Not quite 21.
He's almost there, though. Man, your birthday's going to be lit.
Yeah, I imagine there will be lights.
Birthday special.
Yeah, dude. Let's get the best special flapjacks at Denny's.
She's just
kidding. Funfetti and everything.
Oh, God. You can hate her life. It's so funny.
I like it. And Sarah, correct me if I, like, am out of key with this. The Fae are, like, generally around so long that they just kind of stop celebrating birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe a birthday party is just, like, a foreign concept to her.
It's they party for everything, and, you know...
That's true.
I respect that.
That's true.
I respect the desire to party.
Are Fae from Earth?
Fae?
Do they, like, exist on Earth?
Yeah, so... Yeah. Fae are kind of... The way I'm interpreting it is I'm taking a little bit from fairy lore and saying that, like, Fae are kind of proto-human. Like, they existed before humans did, and they're more connected to the Earth because of that. And so that's part of the reason why they exist for so long.
So you're saying, like, fair, like, Homo erectus with wings?
No.
I mean, the way I usually see it is not too far from, like, the way that we picture angels, in the sense that, like, they probably have their own zone, you know? Because a big part of Fae lore is having a place that is theirs.
Yeah, it's just hidden from humanity.
Tricking people into...
Evermeet. Feywild.
Yep.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I actually am taking a lot of information from the guide to the Feywild.
Shouts out to D&D.
Okay. I was just trying to determine initially, like, whether Fae would measure time in years by, like, the Earth's rotation.
That is curious. I would say probably.
Maybe seasons, you know? I think seasons are very important.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe years aren't as important, though. Because
lunar cycles.
They're just there for so long.
Like rosemary, coriander, and like.
Yeah, so maybe there's, like, you know.
Seasonings. Human.
Human. Well, human needs a lot of seasonings.
We don't eat people!
No, not human, cumin.
Oh. What, y'all eat people?
Got it.
I mean, some might.
Who knows?
That's a Canada thing.
I like snacking, but I don't know about that.
I don't know if this was clear, but my character is always wearing a mask.
As you should.
Yeah, see, because I was like, there's certain parts about my, let's call it contract, that I have to fulfill. That I wanted to sort of, like, visually represent. Like,
okay.
So constant mask.
Good.
I don't know, Dan. Maybe she has bad teeth.
Maybe her teeth are too good.
How?
True. They're so shiny.
You could do it at the Milton Public Library.
A meet and greet?
In a small ass place.
You could, instead of a meet and greet, you could like put something out on your channel that's like, hey, Ellen Dalians, anyone got any any information for me on any places I should go check out? So you're doing like a meet and greet, but you're like probing people for like content.
Oh, interesting.
That's a good idea.
And also in the ad, you say flapjacks on me. Just throwing that out there.
I'm into that. It's not a meet and greet as much as
it's trying to get information.
Yeah. It's a content probe.
Where can we go out to eat
in
this place?
Please, Southern Grill. The Southern Grill of Ellendale.
Oh, fuck.
It's on the corner of Beach Highway and South Old State Road.
That's the way.
We have to actually use that now, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Oh, Southern Grill with an E.
Oh,
it's the only restaurant listed in Ellendale.
God, this town really is so fucking small. They still have okay, I'm into it.
I have a question. So this is a real place, yeah?
Yes, yeah. This is a real town.
Like, if you look at the Roll 20 page, that's the...
Does anybody have real life experience with it?
No.
No.
They have a volunteer fire company. They don't have a fire station, but they have a volunteer fire company.
Oh, no.
There's so few fucking people. When would there ever be a fire?
Yeah.
We didn't start fire.
Look at our crew.
Dang, dude.
It's so
cute.
I love it.
Oh, I love it. It's so good.
Even though it's fall weather in Delaware, I'm still wearing jorts. I just want everyone to know that.
Fall in Delaware, jorts.
Yep.
Fucking Amelia's still being like cute YouTuber.
Ooh-woo.
Ooh-woo.
Ooh-woo-tuber.
Ooh-woo. Oh, whoa. Nuzzle, plush.
Okay, no more. All right, that sucked. Let's
Jason, before we get started, I have to do my move.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, wait, before we would do that, I have a question, because like actually for Sarah, how did we meet whenever you decided to join me and start filming for me?
So we didn't hash out like the total details.
Yeah.
I think that by some mysterious circumstances, your previous cameraman disappeared. And you put out an ad probably in the same way that you are now, looking for another person, and here I am.
Magically. Am I gonna think that you're like some kind of weird exchange student or something like that? Like, why? Like, if you don't live in Ellendale, why would I not know who you are? I guess is my question.
I guess I would say that I'm from a nearby town.
Okay.
Yeah, you're from like Milton or something like that.
Because here's the thing: I don't know this place at all, but if I'm reading the vibe correctly, this seems like a place that's kind of in the middle of nowhere that's surrounded by nature.
Yep.
Yeah.
So she's probably from that nature.
Yeah, there is a forest to the south, the Redden State Forest.
Okay.
Then that's probably where I came from.
Yeah. That's it. I love it.
There's a place to the southeast called Sand Hill.
How strange or quote-unquote foreign exchange student-like I am will probably depend on how I end up playing the character, which I don't know yet.
Saying I'll let my character make my own assumptions about you as time goes on.
Sure.
What'd you say, Phil?
I'm just enjoying the names of these rural Delaware towns. Like Sand Hill, which is right next to Gravel Hill.
Oh, sick. Is there Stone Hill?
There is not Stonehill that I can see.
Goddamn.
Dirt hill. Grassy knoll.
Old furnace. Gum crossroads.
There's not a place called Old Furnace.
Yes, there fucking is. It's to the east of Georgetown.
Is it a town?
Yeah.
Oh my god, what?
I live in...
It looks like a village with like 15 people.
It's like the fucking cupboard under the stairs, private drive.